You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Can you come and save her? Better believe it, get on your knees and pray hard. Then pray hard and never look back. Once the world forgave you, then do right, then do good. And it's so hard to do right when you do wrong. When it turn right, but you turn all the way.
Henshaw, and welcome. We're glad you're here for a conversation with Dawn Karima. Energetic, exciting, entertaining, and informative.
It's a wonderful life, and sometimes we have to reflect on where we've been so that we can be grateful for where we are and hopeful about where we're going. I know we've been thinking a lot about Juneteenth and the summer solstice and National Indigenous Peoples Day, and so this is a moment for us to really reflect and have gratitude. My name is Dr. Dawn Karima, and I'm so thankful you joined us for our show today. We have a special treat for you today. I was interviewed by a wonderful radio show in New Mexico a few years back when I was nominated for the Indigenous Music Award, and I won the Indigenous Artist Activist Award, and it was just an amazing red carpet season. I had already won the Native American Music Award, and so it's fun for me to listen and to reflect on what I thought about songwriting and what I thought about making music and the wonderful collaborators that I had. Oh my goodness, people who gave of their time and talent and shared with me so that I could make music, and the profits would go to charity. And it was just such a blessed time, and it was so great to be rewarded with those awards. The Desire of Nations won the Native American Music Award, and it won a Global Music Award as well. The Stars of Heaven won the Global Music Award, was nominated for the, was a finalist in the World Songwriting Awards, and it was nominated for the Indigenous Music Awards. And so it was just a tremendous musical time, and it was great to talk about it, and it's fun to think about it and reflect on how far we've come and all the things that we had in our hearts at that time. It's just a blessing. It's really a blessing. And so I want to encourage you, as you enjoy my being interviewed on radio in New Mexico, think about how far you've come. What has God done in your life? How has the Creator blessed you? Think about the great milestones and victories that you've been given, even the small ones, right? There are no small victories. So let's enjoy some reflection, some music, and some memories together.
Welcome to the latest edition of Rock is Red, exclusively at rockwire.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. Gospel music isn't something we feature a whole lot of here at Rockwired, but we have it today through Dawn Karima, whose latest CD, The Stars of Heaven, is nominated for an Indigenous Music Award for Best Gospel CD. She's also nominated on the strength of her online radio show, A Conversation with Dawn Karima, which I was a guest of a couple weeks back, and had a great time talking with her then, and I had a great time talking with her for this show, and you're going to hear that interview in just a few minutes. But first, from her CD, The Stars of Heaven, here is Dawn Karima with What the Heart Wants.
yo, let me flip the script. Like my homeboy's true penmanship. My Bible's got a pistol grip. So on this track, you're fixing to get pistol whipped by the KJV, all over the scripture pouring out your soul, homie. It's coming out your pores to reach the pores. Sweat dripping passages of life hardcore, cause it's in your core. Preaching the word of God till your throat gets sore. Then you take a sip and live in water and preach some more. Holy Spirit living, cause Jesus was risen for your sinful condition. That's what church folk like to call conviction. So you're convicted, your disease is lifted. Man, you're gifted, your soul shifted in the upward motion. Your sins are on the bottom of the ocean. On this boat of life, you're straight up coasting.
Answer us, we're crying out. Hear and make us whole.
I'm crying out, cuz I can't seem to get on the right track. At war with my own self, flesh, I gotta fight that. Gloves up, gotta fight back. I'm afraid though, mold me to the man I gotta be. Play-Doh, trying to stand firm, but inside I'm still a child though. Staring out the window, the outside is wild, yo. Look to the stars, but I'm afraid to reach up. Lord, extend your hand to the bottom. Reach us, we don't need a suit to preach to us. We need wisdom from your very word. Dig in, teach us, and as I gain wisdom, hold my hand, lead me down the right path. Still broken, but you're all I need despite
all
that.
All we ever wanted, you're all we ever wanted. And all we ever wanted is what we ask you for. All we ever
try to run the race, though it's hard and we're scarred. God will help us if we ask and we keep up on our guard. Against every trap, every sin, each temptation, bruh. He can see us through, man. I don't know why I'm waiting, I can do it if it's his way and not the old man. The pro can lean back and just float like it's a slow jam. But most paths are covered with these stumbling blocks and way too many ungrateful mumbling flocks. Wanna grow weary way too easy and get greasy. I tell them they can keep on with him, but they don't believe me. Gotta do or do not. Cause remember, there's no try. This war ain't in the stars, though we lean on the Most High.
All we ever wanted, you're all we ever wanted. And all we ever wanted is what we ask you for. All we ever wanted, you're all we ever wanted. And all we ever wanted, we're asking for you now.
I'm lost, is there any way that maybe sometime you can help me out today? From my path I seem to have strayed. I'm set up with the destination, a goal, it's all black. I don't know what happened, I don't recognize where I stand. Everything disappeared so fast. All the data gone like my BlackBerry crashed. All my friends were no longer my contacts. Everything I knew, all the stories and the facts. Everything I created, I can't regain. Of life and the pictures still remain. But what do? I can't afford to lose my place. With the data gone, will you recognize my face? I've known for years that you paid my cost. I guess this is the true meaning of being lost. Lost to you, but also lost my mind. For those who will seek will always seem to find.
That was Dawn Karima with What the Heart Wants, featuring Endon and Lido off of her latest album, The Stars of Heaven, which is nominated for an Indigenous Music Award for Best Gospel CD. To cast your vote for her, the link is provided right here at rockwire.com. Just go to indigenousmusicawards.ca to cast your vote. And to check out her radio show, A Conversation with Dawn Karima, go to talktainmentradio.com. Both links are provided right here at rockwire.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Dawn Karima regarding her latest CD, and here's how the interview went. Well, Dawn, I just wanted to congratulate you on your nominations from the Indigenous Music Awards for Best Gospel Album and for your own online radio show. So, congratulations.
Thank you so much. Isn't it exciting? It's just a wonderful time. It is. I'm just tickled pink. I am so honored and humbled and really happy to be considered for the Indigenous Music Awards. It's wonderful, wonderful.
Were you surprised by your nomination, or did you think you had this one?
I think I live this life a little bit surprised. You know, I'm just happy about the good things that come and happen, and they're always better than you thought they would be. So I am surprised, but I think a better word would be delighted. I'm just delighted. This is just wonderful. And I'm also being honored as a Indigenous Artist Activist Award honoree, and that's for Indigenous journalism. So that's the body of work that I do, including my show, A Conversation with Dawn Karima, and then, of course, the Indigenous Music Award is just awesome as well. So it is delightful. It's just wonderful. It's sort of like Christmas in July.
I've had a chance to listen to this album of yours, and it's a beautiful album. It's very uplifting, very upbeat, and very current. So now that all the work that's gone into making it is behind you, how do you feel about the finished work?
Wow. Well, first of all, I feel wonderful about this. The Stars of Heaven is the title, and it's nominated for Best Gospel for Indigenous Music Awards this year. And I love it. I love everything about it. And I think the main reason I love it is because I can feel all the love in it. All these artists that are on there donated their time and their talent. They donated their beats, they donated their rhymes, they donated their flute, they donated their drum, they donated their singing to collaborate with me on each track. And it's some of my favorite people, you know, and the people I love. And so I think the thing that touches my heart about it is that it really is made out of love. All these people got together and they volunteered their time. If I asked somebody, I'd never heard no. Everyone was like, yes. People jumped in on this. Can I jump in on this? I just want to be part of this. And that, oh, it's like being hugged. You know, it's just all that love coming in my direction. It's very humbling. It really is. And, you know, it's delightful. The same thing happened, though, with my other CD that won the Native American Music Award for Best Gospel Inspirational, The Desire of Nations. And you can find both of these at iTunes, Amazon, writtenheritage.com, CD Baby. But again, people got together with me and they volunteered their time. And these are big name artists. They have things to do themselves, but they all jumped in on these tracks. The producers volunteered and donated their time and talent to mix and master the rhymes, the beats. I mean, it's overwhelming, really, when you think about it. It was just sort of an idea. And then it actually worked. So it's like when you said, are you surprised? I'm delighted by the nomination, but I am still a little bit surprised that we pulled all this off.
And how do you think Stars in Heaven is different from your previous release?
I think the Stars of Heaven, I think they're both wonderful. And I think they're both delightful and inspirational and uplifting. And of course, they are featuring these great artists and these terrific collaborations. But I think that probably the very biggest difference is that the Stars of Heaven, we knew what we were doing. The Desire of Nations took place when I was really literally deathly and critically ill. And I was, you know, basically an invalid. And I needed something to do, something to look forward to, something to want, something to just make it to the next day. And the Desire of Nations has this really inspirational, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can sort of spirit because of that. And even the folks that collaborated with me were doing it to show love and send some good energy to me that way. And then when I was miraculously healed and better now, I would say that the Stars of Heaven is gratitude. It's just being thankful that I get to see another day. I'm still here. All these people now jumped on it this time to celebrate with me that I am still here and still well and still strong and have more things to do. Great, another day that Creator has given me. And so I think that's the spirit. Like when I hear it, it's just so darn grateful. You know, it's like everybody's having this really good time. I think in the Desire of Nations, we were all pouring out our hearts and everything is very, very really introspective and reflective and contemplative. And this is more of we're just having a good time. We're just happy to still all be here and be here together. You know, we're all only in this life together for a little while. And we might as well enjoy it and be grateful and thankful for every day and for one another. So that spirit, I mean, really is in this. It's a lot of fun. It's grateful. It's good-hearted. People are having a good time. We still deal with some really deep topics. You know, there's songs on there about some pretty deep things that we think about and are praying through and all. But I can just feel that gratitude, that attitude of gratitude in every song, that we're just thankful, we're just grateful to still be here.
And it sounds like Attitude of Gratitude could be the name for a new album there.
Yeah, it probably could. Good looking out.
Yeah, absolutely. So talk about how music got started for you. I mean, explain how music first took hold and didn't let go, in a sense.
Well, I have always been musical. I come from a musical family. And a lot of folks are very quick to say that I came out of church. A DJ said that recently. Oh, she came out of church. You know, Whitney Houston, Aretha Franklin. The church has a really strong tradition of some of our very greatest singers come out of church. But I didn't come out of church. I started in church, but I'm still there on Sundays and Wednesdays. So, you know, I still, the church is really where I started, and ceremony is where I started also. So I started with sacred singing, and the first time I ever stood on a stage and held a mic, I was 4 or 5 years old, and it was to a large audience of people who all clapped a whole lot and thought it was good, and so from then on, I was off and running, performing regularly. But I would say sacred singing, that it was a gift that Creator gave me, and I have always tried to use it to be a blessing to other people, to uplift other people, to encourage other people, because sometimes there are no words. There's no words for what people are going through, but you can sing to them, and it changes things. Singing changes the atmosphere. You can have a totally negative day, and it is just so heinous. And then all of a sudden, you put on your favorite music, and it's like, whew, yes, I can make it now.
And aside from your music, you have this radio show that you do where you had me as a guest, actually. So thank you very much for that opportunity. So talk about your radio show.
I love my radio show, and I'm so glad that you could join us and be with us as part of it. I think one of the great things about the Indigenous Music Awards this year is that my radio show is nominated for Best Radio Program. And that is so great because you do the work in the studio and your staff does the work and you just hope somebody's listening. You just hope that they like it. And then when they do, wow, is that an amazing feeling. It is. It's just beautiful. And, you know, my show started as an antidote. I work in mainstream media, and mainstream media is filled with just really discouraging portrayals of people of color. Just, I mean, negativity and, oh my goodness, poverty porn and really dismal outlooks. And I thought, oh, you know, what can I do to sort of balance this out? And so A Conversation with Dawn Karima, which you can hear on terrestrial radio stations, internet radio, and also by podcast. You can go to talktainmentradio.com. That's talktainmentradio.com. Listen to podcasts or internet radio 24/7. And A Conversation with Dawn Karima is just that. It's as if you were here in Cherokee, North Carolina, sitting on the front porch with me, having a conversation about the positive, uplifting things that you are doing to help your community. We spotlight positive people. We spotlight uplifting people. You know, my grandmother used to say that it's more good people than bad people in the world. But the bad ones get more publicity. And not on my show, though. You know, I really only want those folks that are contributing to our communities and being a blessing to other people. And so there's this wonderful thing that happens on every episode because I just listen. Like I said, it's a conversation with Dawn Karima. I'm not grilling you or interviewing you or doing anything else. I'm simply talking to you, visiting with you, enjoying you. And amazing things come out. Stories of triumphs and victories and small wonders and miracles. It's a blessing every single time.
For more on Dawn, check out the links that we've provided right here at this page on rockwired.com. A Conversation with Dawn Karima can be found at talktainmentradio.com. And to cast your vote for her in the Indigenous Music Awards, simply go to indigenousmusicawards.ca. From her album, The Stars of Heaven, here is Dawn Karima with Rhythm Chemistry featuring St. Mike.
The time dedicated to making magic for the ears. Over many years you awaited, now it's here. Heighten up the senses, open up the eyes. Navajo delivers, overshadowing the mind. I'ma operate it like a science in the sound, bringing all the elements together for the pound. Never have you had such a serum set in stone. Have you ever heard how a warrior brings it home? Analytically, I'ma think before it breaks. Never will it be duplicated by the fake. So
rhythm chemistry.
Honey be the dawn, native and the chemistry exhibiting the strong. This is for the masses, one sound original. Separate the classes and the mission is a fail. Rhythm is the synergy, manipulating moves. Rhyming is the energy, narrating groove. Bison on the versa cause it's interchangeable. Either way it's hitting over new material. All I want is everybody feeling what it am. Mikey Bones, Honey Dawn, give it to the fans. Something for the people, anybody with an ear. Thank you for the listen, we appreciate the cheers.
Rhythm chemistry makes music for your soul. Chronic alchemy turns history into gold. Saint Mike, Honey Dawn, you know how we roll. Change lives, heal hearts, make the people whole. Rhythm chemistry hits hard down in your heart. Saints and sinners lining up and wanna take a part. Rhythm chemistry healing every heart that's broke. Saint Mike, Honey Dawn, the perfect antidote.
I'll never make a million doing what I do. Dedication to the rhyming is a true testimony to everything that I believe. Music is the medicine a warrior achieves. In the lab I level out the elemental flow. In a rush of rhythm I am telling what I know. Truth inside a renegade is ready to release. In a therapeutic symphony giving inner peace. I never let any critic get a beat. Warrior philosophy is not an easy read. So lessen your aggression, experience the real. Open up your senses, accept the mass appeal.
Straight into gold. Thank my honey, Dawn. You know how we roll. Change lives.
And what sort of inspired your interest in media? I mean, I interview a lot of artists and recording artists, but, you know, I never get to interview someone who does a radio show. So talk about what, you know, inspired your interest in media.
Well, you know, I started off performing as a child. A lot of people know that. Modeling. And I've had a beautiful career. Modeling opened every door. TV, commercials, modeling. My life was made possible by that, you know, and we smile a lot at the fact that I paid for a great deal of my master's degree by winning beauty contests.
Wow.
And I appreciate the gift that Creator gave me. But I also know there's not a lot of longevity. You know, I've had a wonderful career in modeling, but it's been very long. When you think about the average age a model is usually finished, washed up by 19. 25 is considered ancient. And so my family was very proactive in saying, you're going to have to think of something other than looking pretty to do for the rest of your life, you know. We didn't know I'd have this good of a run. We really didn't. We didn't know that, you know, I'm still working in modeling, which is stunning to me, but I am. But I think it's amazing, and I really want to say this, too, to all young singers, all young models, all young actors, all young anything, really. I'm so grateful that my family taught me to put that education up under it. I mean, I have a Harvard degree, I have a master's degree, I have a PhD, because someday is coming. Later is coming. You know, it's coming. It may not be coming soon or fast, but it's coming. And so my interest in media was I had all this experience for all these years in front of a camera, in front of a microphone performing. And so I wanted to get the degrees that would allow me to move into journalism, real journalism, where maybe your age doesn't matter quite as much, teaching at the university level, which I also do, where you can teach, you know, you can be a professor and people respect your experience for the rest of your life. So I love media in that respect because that's how I got into it. You know, I started in front of the camera and then I got the education that would allow me to continue to work no matter what else happens. But media is really precious to me because it lets us tell a story. My great mentor, Dr. Lee Francis, the founder of WordCraft Circle of Native Writers and Storytellers, he said, I need you, Dawn Karima, to write books about us. I need you to tell our stories. Otherwise, other people will tell them about us, and they will tell them wrong.
Yes,
it was, you know, and that has stayed with me because media is a way for us to have a voice in the conversation. It's a chance for us to tell our own story. It's a chance for us to say, this is who I am. You may think it's this, you may think it's that, but I will now show you who it really is. So media is a very powerful, powerful friend of ours. It's a powerful medicine.
And getting back to the music making a little bit, explain the songwriting process. How did the songs on Stars of Heaven come to be? Talk about that process a little bit.
Well, I certainly wish that I could read music and that I could tell you lots of wonderful sounding artistic techniques and how I, you know, mused over this and how I had a plan. But really, I don't. I live my life, and things happen to me. And when they happen to me, I guess I'm one of those people that then I have to tell you. You know, it's like, it's not just enough for it to happen to me. I have to tell you. And I'm thinking about some of the breakout hits that are on that the DJs are really spinning and people really enjoy. Oh, wow. I mean, the other part of it is, too, I didn't do it all. The beats were donated to us, right? So that meant somebody had created that. That was their vision, their musical vision of expressing themselves. Then what about the folks that collaborate with me? I'm thinking Nightshield's on there, and St. Mike is on there. Endon's on there. Pen Smoke's on there. Mr. Futuristic. We have some pretty powerful rappers on there. So, of course, they had their own story that they wanted to tell in the midst of the song. And we have Native Flute, Jay Red Eagle, and White Elk is on there. We have traditional singing. White Elk is traditionally singing, you know, good old hand drum songs. And we have me, you know, somewhere in all of this. We all put it together. Everybody's telling a story at the same time, and it's working. And that's the blessing of it. You know, sometimes I just marvel at this because I don't think it's about us. I don't think it's just us. I think sometimes Creator steps in it and really will help you tell the story that you want to tell in a beautiful, magnificent way. And he sure did help us. You know, I'm thinking about one track that the DJs spin a lot, and a lot of people have messaged me and told me this is their favorite track on the whole CD, and they're all wonderful, but it's called What the Heart Wants. And, you know, I had a situation in my life where I was very sick. Hematologist told my family, you know, we don't really know whether she's going to live or die. We don't really know what's wrong with her. We don't think anybody else will ever find out. And, you know, you should start planning that this will not go well for her. And that was a terrible thing to hear. You know, I'm a young woman. I like my life, you know. And my parents were so quiet, bless their hearts. I have wonderful parents. And they're so quiet. And my aunts and uncles, everyone was just so quiet. And everybody's just like, well, let's just go home and go to bed, you know. And I went to bed, and my heart was just breaking because I want to live a long time. I want to get married. I want to have some children. I want to have a bright, beautiful future. I mean, I got all this education. I want to use it, you know. God's given me gifts and talents. But I said, you know what, Creator, we're not going to fall out over this thing. You've been good to me. I'm not going to be mad at you. If I go by the grave, it'll be all right. If I stay a little longer, that'll be all right, too. But you and I are going to stay friends because you've been too good to me all these years. And I went to bed and I went to sleep and I woke up and I had a song just playing through my mind. It was just on my heart. And it went, all we ever wanted, you're all we ever wanted, and all we ever wanted is what we ask you for. And I kept hearing it. I heard the melody. I mean, I heard it. And I thought, I've got to get up. And I was so sick. It was so hard to get out of bed, and I was dizzy, and I was having a hard time. But I recorded it. I sang it to myself and recorded it. All the verses came fully formed.
Wow. I am so thankful. Thank you, Lord. I'm really enjoying these musical memories, this wonderful reflection. What, so much to be thankful for. And so when we come back from break, we'll enjoy more of my being interviewed for radio in New Mexico. And I hope that you will be filled with gratitude, too, for the journey your life is taking. Because gratitude is the only attitude worth having.
Yeah, oh Lord, can you come and save her? Better believe it, get on your knees and pray hard, then pray hard, and never look back once the world forgave you.
Do you overcook your pasta? Do you mix your lights with your darks and tell long, complicated jokes that have no punchline? Do you have trouble wrapping gifts, sound like a hyena when singing happy birthday, and have no idea how the metric system works? Well, if you answered yes to any of the above questions, you may have what it takes to adopt a teen from foster care, because teens don't need perfection, they need you. So if you can't tie a Windsor knot, forget to defrost the chicken, can't tell a latte from a cappuccino, confuse North and South Dakota, overuse commas, throw a frisbee like it's a flounder, and still believe kids really do love lima beans, broccoli, and Brussels sprouts, it's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. For more information on how you can adopt, call 1-888-200-4005 or go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Email from school. What about the incident today?
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Have you ever wished you could spend more time with your kids, or maybe quality time with your spouse, when you can actually have an uninterrupted conversation? Do you owe your dad a little catch-up time? Well, it's time to reconnect, and no activity can bond a family together quite like boating and fishing. I mean, think of all the great experiences you had as a kid when you went boating or fishing. Well, guess what? It's still great. Boating and fishing are the perfect opportunities for your family to get away, to talk, to laugh, to create new memories. So take someone you love out on the water and see where the water takes you. If you haven't been on the water in a while and you're not sure where to start, or if you just like to have some helpful tips for your next trip, please visit TakeMeFishing.org. This has been a public service of TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
Supporting minority education. I'm Sean Booker, damn it. I'm here to tell you that as the mother of a high school senior, I know due to financial circumstances, many of America's deserving minority students do not have access to a college education. Since 1944, the United Negro College Fund has sought to provide one. Since 1972, the beginning of this campaign, UNCF has helped more than 300,000 talented students earn a college degree. I'm Sean Booker, damn it. Give a helping hand.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Hey, I'm Haley Kiyoko, and I know what it's like to struggle with mental health issues. If you have a friend that's going through a tough time, now is the perfect moment to reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something. Something serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are, but I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft,
Go to irs.gov/identitytheft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identitytheft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Millions retire online so they can do what they want offline. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance, reminding you that when you adopt a shelter pet, you discover all the things that make them unique. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
Knowing your breasts can save your life. Go to knowyourgirls.org for the facts you need on breast health. Brought to you by Susan G. Coleman and the Ad Council.
Well, oh, we're going right back into this great conversation. I'm being interviewed on New Mexico Radio, and I love every minute of this beautiful conversation. What a gracious and thoughtful and insightful host. What a dynamic radio program. It's fun to be on the other side of the mic sometimes, especially when it brings up such beautiful, pleasant memories. If you'd like to get the music we're talking about, you can find it on iTunes, Amazon, basically any streaming service has The Desire of Nations and The Stars of Heaven. The proceeds all go to charity, the profits, and we are so thankful that we got a chance to talk about it on the air.
My cousin Penn Smoke and I talked about it, you know, from that moment, that night, I started getting better. I started getting stronger. Nobody was exactly even sure why, but I got better, and the doctors were pleased, and there were good reports, and things started turning around, and I'm better to this day. And so we recorded that song, and Endon is on it, and Pen Smoke is on it, and they're cousins of mine, and White Bread is on it, and Lito is on it, and we're just all on it, and it's an amazing track, and people stop me and talk to me about that song. They say, that song speaks to me. I don't know why, but it just speaks to me, and I think it's because it really had good medicine in it. I mean, it really was a good old-fashioned medicine song that brought me some healing. And we have another song that blesses me. The title track blesses me. Well, every song on there is awesome. So I know you don't want to hear about every song. So you should just get the CD, The Stars of Heaven. Go right now to iTunes and CD Baby and writtenheritage.com and get The Stars of Heaven. And while you're getting that, stop by indigenousmusicawards.com and vote for The Stars of Heaven as Best Gospel and my radio program, A Conversation with Dawn Karima, as Best Radio Program. And that will be the key to your personal happiness, at least for right now.
And, of course, all the links to all of that are going to be provided right here at rockwire.com. Just look on the page that this very show is streaming from. And one final question for you, Dawn. What would you like someone to come away with after they hear the album?
I hope that after you hear The Stars of Heaven, that you have peace. Whatever that means to you. Whatever was broken in your life, whatever hurt in your life, whatever ached in your heart, whatever pain or bumps or bruises your soul has experienced, I just pray that every person that hears The Stars of Heaven has a peace that lets them know that they can make it another day. You're going to be all right. You have to be. Being all right is the only acceptable outcome. But I also want every person who hears The Stars of Heaven, any of the songs on it, anyone who listens to my show, A Conversation with Don Karima, I want you to understand that you are loved. You are made of love. You are loved. You are made to love other people. Love Creator. Love others. Give love. Gather love. That's all we're here to do. And every song that I sing, no matter where it is, every time I do my show, every time I do anything, I want everyone who experiences it to feel loved, to feel valued, and to know that they can take that love and share it with somebody else.
To find out more about Don Karima, check out the links that we provided right here at rockwire.com. Her online radio show, A Conversation with Don Karima, can be found at talktainmentradio.com. And to cast your vote for her in the Indigenous Music Awards, simply go to indigenousmusicawards.ca. And her latest album, The Stars of Heaven, is available for download from iTunes. All the links are provided right here. And from The Stars of Heaven, here is Don Karima once again with What the Heart Wants.
Yo, let me flip the script, like my homeboy's true penmanship. My Bible's got a pistol grip, so on this track, you're fixing to get pistol whipped by the KJV, all over the scripture pouring out your soul, homie. It's coming out your pores to reach the pores, sweat dripping passages of life, hardcore, cause it's in your core. Preaching the word of God till your throat gets sore. Then you take a sip and live in water and preach some more. Holy Spirit living, cause Jesus was risen for your sinful condition. That's what church folk like to call conviction. So you're convicted, your disease is lifted. Man, you're gifted, your soul shifted in the upper motion. Your sins are on the bottom of the ocean. On this boat of life, you're straight up coasting.
Crying out, cause I can't seem to get on the right track. At war with my own self, flesh, I gotta fight that. Gloves up, gotta fight back. I'm afraid though, roll me to the man I gotta be. Play-Doh, trying to stand firm, but inside I'm still a child though. Staring out the window, the outside is wild. Yo, look to the stars, but I'm afraid to reach up. Lord, extend your hand to the bottom, reach us. We don't need a suit to preach to us, we need wisdom from your very word. Dig in, teach us, and as I gain wisdom, hold my hand, lead me down the right path. Still broken, but you're all I need despite
all
that.
All we ever wanted, you're all we ever wanted, and all we ever wanted is what we ask you for. All we ever wanted, you're all we ever wanted, and all we ever wanted, we're asking for you now. Focus on eternity with wisdom, love, and grace. And with your hand upon our hearts, we run this blessed race.
Gotta try to run the race, though it's hard and we're scarred. God will help us if we ask and we keep up on our guard. Against every trap, every sin, each temptation, bruh. He can see us through, man, I don't know why I'm waiting, I can do it if it's his way, and not the old man. The pro can lean back and just float like it's a slow jam. But most paths are covered with these stumbling blocks, and way too many ungrateful mumbling flocks. Wanna grow weary way too easy and get greasy. I tell them they can keep on with him, but they don't believe me. Gotta do or do not.
Cause remember, there's no try. This war ain't in the stars, though we lean on the Most High.
All we ever wanted, you're all we ever wanted. And all we ever wanted is what we ask you for. All we
I'm lost, is there any way that maybe sometime you could help me out today? From my path I seem to have strayed. I set up with the destination, a goal, it's all black. I don't know what happened, I don't recognize where I stand. Everything disappeared so fast. All the data gone, like my BlackBerry crashed. All my friends were no longer my contacts. Everything I knew, all the stories and the facts. Everything I created, I can't regain. Of life and the pictures still remain. But what do I do? I can't afford to lose my place. With the data gone, will you recognize my face? I've known for years that you paid my cost. I guess this is the true meaning of being lost. Lost to you, but also lost my mind. But those who will seek will always seem to find.
That's going to do it for this edition of Rock is Red. A special thanks goes out to Dawn Karima for her time and, more importantly, the music. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush.
We have truly enjoyed celebrating National Indigenous Peoples Day. And as an Indigenous mother, matriarch, and a person who wants my children to know who they are, their history, their identity, and I want them to get it absolutely right, especially now that we're homeschooling and educating and changing the way we look at what we learn from a tribal perspective, I am really excited about tribal nations maps. You know, I spent most of my career teaching at the university level in Indigenous studies, Native American studies. In fact, that was the focus of my PhD, and film and media studies and Indigenous studies. And I really love tribal nations maps. I credit them with helping me a lot in how I see the world, but even more, how I teach it to my children and my nephews. I love these maps, and I think you will too. If you visit tribalnationsmaps.com, you'll be moved, first of all, because my granddaddy used to say that time is the most important commodity because you can't make more and you can't get it back. But land, that's the second most important because they're not making any more. And so I come from a family that really believes you should have your place in the world. You should have land that is yours, a home place for you and your descendants and your legacy. And so Tribal Nations Maps helps me to see what Native America really looks like. I love the reservation maps that show us where we are now, but I'm astounded by the Native Tribal Nations map that shows us where we have been. I think you need these maps in your life. I think, you know, they also sell tribal flags. What a wonderful gift, right? For someone, a graduate, for a new homeowner. They're beautiful. They have puzzles and postcards, too. But the maps really resonate with my spirit because they show us who we are in relationship to where we are in the world in an accurate way. So, as we gear up for going back to school, and some of us are homeschooling, and some of us are going to college, and put a map up in your office, your classroom. Non-Native teachers, put this one right alongside the map of everything else. You know, show us where we are. Land acknowledgments are popular now, and this is a way to accompany our studies about tribal and Indigenous people by really looking at our place in the world. TribalNationsMaps.com, they've got some great discounts right now, too, so check out their website. And I think you'll really enjoy having these maps in your office, in your home, teaching them to your children, having them, you know, donate some. Donate some to your children's classrooms if you're not homeschooling. Put them in their room. Let them see where they are, where they've been. And that'll help us all decide where we're going. So I just really like Tribal Nations maps, and I think you will too. So I just wanted to share something I like with people I like. Oh, how wonderful. How marvelous to walk down memory lane and have some music and memories. It was a joy to be nominated for these awards and win so many of them. And I loved reflecting on the journey. What a beautiful, beautiful, beyond beautiful time. And I'm glad you were here to join me for it. I can't wait till we spend some time together on this show next time. I'm Dr. Dawn Karima. God loves you. We do too.
From the mouth we eat his goodness. The love we breathe his fulfillment. The cup we drink his forgiveness. The tongue we speak hopefulness.
I really don't want to see the trail of the tears and the blood and the fear. You come and you feel that. As long as I'm breathing, I'm seeing the evil all around. All along, yeah, long, yeah, we cry out. Tears with too much faith, and erase the murderous thoughts. And oh, could you please protect and please never neglect, forget that. Yes, heaven is my destiny, riding with the Lord, always my mission. All my natives all the way at the bottom, and you can't find your way back up. Gotta get up, move all the way up and die. Stay prayed up and prayed up some more. On a holy red road, singing our show, murder in the end. No more with the voices in the head of the Lord of my soul. Can I come home? Come sweet Lord, dear Lord, Lord, Lord. Oh Lord, with your love I can feel your heart in me. Oh yeah, when we really need to breathe in the air that you give. You are my protector here in this world of danger. Now all my people come together from the days of old with the born and the founders. They were set to help us like angels direct us. Yeah, I know everybody ain't perfect, cause we still are still sinning and living and knowing and never repenting. Everywhere in the city they live in, listening to what I pray within, pray within. Yeah, from the mouth you eat and the love we breathe and the cup we drink and the tongue we speak and you see them die. So tell me why won't you come and breathe in? Save her, better believe it, get on your knees and pray hard, then pray hard, and never look back. Once the world forgave you, then do right, then do good, and it's so hard to do right, when you do wrong, when it turn right, but you turn all the way left. Save her, better believe it, get on your knees and pray hard, then pray hard, and never look back once the world forgave you.
Yeah, oh Lord, can you come and save her? Let her believe it, get on her knees and pray her, then pray her, and never look back once the world forgets.
You've got the power, the world's greatest radio, talktainmentradio.com.